There are many uncertainties in life, and there are some indisputable facts. One of those being, no matter where you are in life's journey, we are all aging. This is Lisa Berry, and that is one of the reasons Eastern Michigan University has an aging studies program addressing the realities and myths of growing old. And each year, as part of that program, they hold an annual lecture series. And this year, their featured speaker is Dr. Allison Gibson, an assistant professor in the College of Social Work at the University of Kentucky, who will be discussing key themes for older adults in disasters, preparedness, recovery, and response. Welcome to 89.1 WEMU.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Break it down. What are you going to be talking about?
Sure, yeah. So I wanted to come in and speak a little bit about how older adults are impacted by disaster. We know from even events as far back as Hurricane Katrina that older adults tend to be very disproportionately affected during these major events, whether it be a hurricane or a flood or a wildfire. They tend to have kind of the worst outcomes in these situations and for a multitude of reasons. For example, Hurricane Katrina, I think of those that perished in the storm, we probably had over 75% that were 55 and older. And so that's really concerning. Definitely needs to have some additional attention to try to address and better support those folks.
How do you address that? What can you point out?
Yeah, so part of it is kind of learning a little bit about some of those behaviors, motivations, barriers that folks are experiencing. So some of the things we're learning from kind of looking back at some of these disasters, what went well, what didn't go well, are things like there's many reasons an older person may have some additional challenges. So as we all get older, we experience different kinds of changes. Sometimes it can be associated with things like chronic health conditions or just other vulnerabilities that are associated with age. So folks have additional mobility challenges and being able to get out on their own. They may require additional assistance with things like transportation. The things that we may or may not be considering from a community perspective and kind of helping think about how folks are evacuating and those sorts of things. Some folks, you know, think about resiliency and that maybe they've survived another event previously and they were just perfectly fine during that storm. So why would this storm be any different? So that kind of false confidence that I don't really need to be concerned or be worried. For a long time, things like the fact that folks couldn't evacuate with their pets was a major barrier for folks to even want to leave. So Hurricane Katrina, we found from talking with a lot of the residents that chose to stay behind, they didn't want to leave because their dog couldn't come with them. The shelters that Red Cross or FEMA were providing didn't allow for pets. So and rather than leave that important family member behind, they chose to just stay and weather out the storm. So
who are you addressing specifically? Who are you educating, like caregivers or emergency responders or both?
Yeah, so a lot of my work actually addresses all of the following. It's looking at the needs that residents have in terms of the information and education that they need for folks that live in these communities that tend to be affected by different events. A lot of my work also goes to inform the folks that maybe work with those older adult populations, like social service providers, nursing home staff, as well as the first responders, the emergency responders, and helping them to kind of know what maybe some of the older adults' needs are. I've been a Red Cross volunteer for many years, and I can tell you we really don't receive any kind of specialized training. We talk about, you know, how do you evacuate someone? And there's not a lot of conversations about what if they have a disability? What if they are experiencing a chronic health concern? We really don't get into the kind of some of those cultural considerations and additional kind of special need vulnerability considerations.
And it seems like our population is definitely aging these days.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure you know we have this big boom of folks with our baby boomer generation hitting kind of those magic numbers. So it is a great concern.
It's just a number.
Yeah, just age is just a number.
Right.
Just because you're older doesn't mean that you're more vulnerable.
Right.
But there tends to be some certain characteristics that accompany aging that tend to do make folks have some additional challenges that we do want to be mindful of. There have been more storms on record the last 2 years than in the last 100 years. So we do tend to be seeing a trend that we're going to continue to have kind of record-breaking numbers of disasters as we continue on. With those increased numbers of older adults, this is just something we all need to be more mindful of. Even just the notion of, do I know my neighbors? If an event happened, do I have a neighbor next door that maybe I should be concerned about or could potentially even help them out? I may not be in a role where I'm primarily working with older adults, but there's still folks in our community that could use some additional assistance.
Good information, good perspective from Dr. Allison Gibson, assistant professor in the College of Social Work at the University of Kentucky, speaking at the Eastern Michigan University Aging Studies Program annual event. Thanks so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.